fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
With the most famous fisho in Busselton, Holly.
How are you, mate?
It was lovely to see your face yesterday at Busselton
Motor really
Group.
It was really good. Yeah, it was cold. I actually had a rent inspection yesterday morning, right? So I got up at 5 o'clock.
Nothing like the last minute.
Oh, no. Like, I've been doing it all week, though, but I got up early just to, you know, make sure it's all done and dusted. And then 8:29, they ring us all. Sorry, the lady's a bit sick. We'll have to reschedule. I said, you're kidding me. So that's what I thought. Okay, quick, we've got 1 minute, guys. Let's race down to the car yard. And we actually just got Cliff just about to come down the slides. So
The old boy did well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, geez. I don't know how you do that. And then all of you and you and those other people. And, and then I saw the footage of when he was pouring all those bags of ice in there. I thought, no way.
Yeah. So if you want to see what it was all about yesterday at the big freeze event at Busselton Motor Group, you can head over to our Triple M Facebook page.
There's a bit of a
wrap up on there about it all. But we're not here to talk about fighting MND. We are here to talk
about fishing. All right. Well, as we know still, guys, the snapper and the mulloway are everywhere. They're just everywhere going off. Guys are off the beach. Guys are in little dinghies going out. Actually, Chad Kernaghan and his mates went out last weekend. They put in at port, scooted down next to the jetty, and on this side of the jetty, on Busselton side of the, Dunsborough side of the jetty, and where the old jetty used to go through, there's the pillars are still on the bottom of the ocean, so it makes a sort of a bit of a track for those fish. He said they anchored up sort of near there and got a couple of really nice mulloway there, guys. So we actually did that a few years ago. It was the stillest night ever. We've gone around the jetty, anchored up on that spot, and you can see all the jetty rats all on the jetty, you know, with their lines in the water. We landed there, I reckon probably 2 minutes later, we're on this, got this big mulloway on the board. We're yelling, and everyone's looking at us. You could just feel those sinkers coming whizzing past our heads.
No.
And then we pulled the anchor and took off. We got our mulloway and took off. So, yes, but yeah, right place, right time, guys. But yeah, get out amongst them. Good fight, good eating. Like I said, but if, I think those big ones, though, those big pinkies, take a photo with them and let them go. I think they just don't taste as nice as those, you know, the 400 or 500 ones. So, but get amongst them. Easy was also saying to his old man, still going out. He goes out Dunsey way there and anchors up, gets his nice skiffy and his herring, and he even does a little bit of trawling on the way back in too. And he said every now and again he'll pick something, you know, a bit bigger, maybe a tailor or something. But yeah, get into them. The squid are still there, but they're out a bit wider just because the ocean's a bit murky and close. Same as the crabs, guys. I haven't heard of anyone actually being out this week to get the crabs, but I know they still are there, whether you just want to persist with all that weed. Sometimes when you're doing that weed, it's just like a workout too, because you're pulling that net full of weed from the bottom of the ocean to your dinghy. Sometimes it just pays to leave them for a little while till that water does clear up. Chad Kurdick's been out there. Tomo's been out with the big King Georgies. He said he's still been going out there inside the 4 mile, but he said he's got a better spot in about 20 metres, which is just past the 4 mile. And he said he gets Airy Burleys up, and there's plenty of them out there, guys, and not much beats them. The squid are also still out wide in that 18 metres. Get your jig down the bottom. And same thing, I think it's just a bit cleaner down there. The weekend weather, though, is not looking too good, except for the mulloway fishermen. Saturday, southwesterly, 14 knots, dropping off a little bit at lunchtime, about 8 knots, and then picking up in the afternoon, about 14 knots in the arvo. And then Sunday, east nor'easterly, 10 knots. Staying north nor'easterly, 15 knots for the rest of the day, and then picking right up about 18 knots in the arvo. And then all next week looks exactly as ugly as this week has been. Us lawnmower men aren't enjoying. I'm enjoying the rest though. But yeah. So hopefully we'll get a bit of good weather and get out. And I haven't actually even heard of anyone getting out to the Deweys over the last week too. So I just think the weather hasn't been good. It's just all these horrible fronts after front after front. But it is good for the planet, I guess. All that water. So tight lines, guys.
Yep. Oh, good on you, Holly. And I hope you get the line in at some stage.